Building on Foundations for Eternal Life. Chapter 31, Do Not Judge. Matthew 7, 1-2, W.E.B. Don't judge so that you won't be judged. For with whatever judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with whatever measure you measure, it will be measured to you. End of verses. In the previous chapter, we saw the importance of unity and the need to avoid division among believers. While this is important, there is a deception that is often associated with this, a belief that we shouldn't judge anything. It has become common for both believers and unbelievers to quote scripture verses about not judging others, while ignoring the many verses that call us to avoid sin or confront sin. Indeed, it has become fashionable to not talk about sin at all, and those who do are often accused of judging others. To understand this issue properly, there are several key principles to be aware of. Bullet point, right distinctions. Scripture repeatedly calls us to make right distinctions between things, whether something is good or bad, right or wrong, clean or unclean. Bullet point, we condemn ourselves. We tend to judge others for the same things we are guilty of, thereby condemning ourselves. Bullet point, don't judge motives. We are unable to rightly judge people's hearts or motives, so we should not judge people's hearts or motives. Bullet point, only judge actions. Sometimes it is appropriate to judge people's actions. When doing so, we must be careful to use clear scriptural standards and realize that we may be bringing judgment on ourselves in doing so and may be tempted toward similar sin. Bullet point, discern evil and avoid evil. We should discern what is evil, hate evil, and avoid evil. Bullet point, Jesus will judge. Jesus has been appointed to judge everyone in the future, and he will repay each person according to what they have done. Jesus is able to judge both motives and actions righteously. Bullet point, don't take revenge. We are not to take revenge, but rather leave that to God. End of bullet points. Let's look at what Scripture says about each of these points. A new section titled, Right Distinctions. In chapter 25 of the book, Beneath Foundations for Eternal Life, I concluded that God makes distinctions between things that are good and things that are bad. This was found to be a self-evident truth that is not dependent on Scripture to be known. I would like to expand on that thought some, as I believe that a failure to make proper distinctions is an important form of deception. Throughout Scripture, we see God making many distinctions between things that are good and bad, clean and unclean, righteous and unrighteous, holy and not holy. Distinctions are also made between things that are good, such as when God made people, male and female he created them, Genesis 1:27. He calls his people to similarly make right distinctions. Here are a few related verses. Leviticus 10:10, W.E.B., you are to make a distinction between the holy and the common, and between the unclean and the clean. Matthew 25:31-33, W.E.B., but when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. Before him all the nations will be gathered, and he will separate them one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Luke 12:56-57, W.E.B. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky, but how is it that you don't interpret this time? Why don't you judge for yourselves what is right? 1 Thessalonians 5:21-22, W.E.B. Test all things and hold firmly to that which is good. Abstain from every form of evil. End of verses. Equally important is to not make distinctions when they should not be made. For example, many things that divide people in the world should not divide believers. Galatians 3:26-28, W.E.B. For you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free man, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. End of verses. Making right distinctions between things that are different is important. Where God makes distinctions, it appears to me that the unrighteous often promote no distinctions. Where God makes no distinction, it seems that the unrighteous often promote distinctions. The most obvious application here is that we should make right distinctions between things that are good and bad, or right and wrong. A new section titled, We Condemn Ourselves. We tend to judge others for the same things we are guilty of, thereby condemning ourselves. Consider these verses, Matthew 7, 1-5, W.E.B. Don't judge so that you won't be judged, for with whatever judgment you judge, you will be judged, and with whatever measure you measure, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but don't consider the beam that is in your own eye? Or how will you tell your brother, Let me remove the speck from your eye, and behold, the beam is in your own eye? You hypocrite, first remove the beam out of your own eye, and then you can see clearly to remove the speck out of your brother's eye. Romans 2, 1-3, W.E.B. Therefore you are without excuse, O man, whomever you are who judge. For in that which you judge another, you condemn yourself, for you who judge practice the same things. We know that the judgment of God is according to truth against those who practice such things. Do you think this, O man who judges those who practice such things and do the same, that you will escape the judgment of God? End of verses. A new section titled, Don't Judge Motives. You may have noticed how some scriptures appear to say, Don't judge, while other scriptures appear to say, Do judge. The difference has to do with the context. The don't judge verses are generally referring to people's hearts and motives or people's actions that are disputable matters. The do judge verses are generally referring to people's actions that are clearly unrighteous. Consider these don't judge verses. 1 Corinthians 4, 3-5, NIV. I care very little if I am judged by you or by any human court. Indeed, I do not even judge myself. My conscience is clear, but that does not make me innocent. It is the Lord who judges me. Therefore, judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait until the Lord comes. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will expose the motives of the heart. At that time, each will receive their praise from God. James 4, 11-12, W.E.B. Don't speak against one another, brothers. He who speaks against a brother and judges his brother speaks against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. Only one is the lawgiver, who is able to save and to destroy. But who are you to judge another? Colossians 2, 16-17, NIV. Therefore do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink or with regard to a religious festival, a new moon celebration, or a Sabbath day. These are a shadow of the things that were to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ. Romans 14, 1-4, NIV. Accept the one whose faith is weak without quarreling over disputable matters. One person's faith allows them to eat anything, but another whose faith is weak eats only vegetables. The one who eats everything must not treat with contempt the one who does not, and the one who does not eat everything must not judge the one who does, for God has accepted them. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? To their own master, servants stand or fall, and they will stand, for the Lord is able to make them stand. End of verses. A new section titled, Only Judge Actions. Now let's look at some verses that call us to judge unrighteous actions, especially actions of those who claim to follow Jesus. Consider these verses, Matthew 18, 15-17, W.E.B. If your brother sins against you, go, show him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained back your brother. But if he doesn't listen, take one or two more with you, so that at the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the assembly. If he refuses to hear the assembly also, let him be to you as a Gentile or a tax collector. 1 Corinthians 11, 29-31, ESV. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. But if we judged ourselves truly, we would not be judged. 1 Corinthians 5, 9-13, ESV. I wrote to you in my letter not to associate with sexually immoral people, not at all meaning the sexually immoral of this world, or the greedy and swindlers or idolaters, since then you would need to go out of the world. But now I am writing to you not to associate with anyone who bears the name of brother, if he is guilty of sexual immorality or greed, or is an idolater, reviler, drunkard, or swindler, not even to eat with such a one. For what have I to do with judging outsiders? Is it not those inside the church whom you are to judge? God judges those outside. Purge the evil person from among you. 1 Corinthians 6, 1-3, W.E.B. Dare any of you, having a matter against his neighbor, go to law before the unrighteous and not before the saints? Don't you know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world is judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Don't you know that we will judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? Galatians 6:1 ESV. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. End of verse. When judging actions, we must be careful to use clear scriptural standards and realize that we may be bringing judgment on ourselves in doing so, and we may be tempted toward similar sin. A new section titled, Discern Evil and Avoid Evil. We should discern what is evil, hate evil, and avoid evil. This involves making judgments about what is right and what is wrong. Consider these verses. Luke 12:54-57, W.E.B. He said to the multitudes also, When you see a cloud rising from the west, immediately you say, A shower is coming, and so it happens. When a south wind blows, you say, There will be a scorching heat, and it happens. You hypocrites! You know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky, but how is it that you don't interpret this time? Why don't you judge for yourselves what is right? Romans 12:9, W.E.B. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil. Cling to that which is good. 1 Thessalonians 5:21-22, W.E.B. Test all things and hold firmly that which is good. Abstain from every form of evil. End of verses. A new section titled, Jesus Will Judge. Jesus will eventually judge all people and punish or reward all people according to what they have done. Consider these verses. John 5:22-23, W.E.B. For the Father judges no one, but he has given all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He who doesn't honor the Son doesn't honor the Father who sent him. Acts 17:30-31, W.E.B. The times of ignorance therefore God overlooked, but now he commands that all people everywhere should repent, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained, of which he has given assurance to all men in that he has raised him from the dead. 2 Corinthians 5:10, NIV. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each of us may receive what is due us for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. Revelation 22:12, NIV. Look, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done. End of verse. A new section titled, Don't Take Revenge. It's natural to want to take revenge against those who have hurt us, but God calls us to not do that. Rather, we are to love our enemies, per Matthew 5:44, and wait for God to repay people for the wrong they have done. Consider these verses. Matthew 5:38-41, W.E.B. You have heard that it was said, An eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, don't resist him who is evil, but whoever strikes you on your right cheek, turn to him the other also. If anyone sues you to take away your coat, let him have your cloak also. Whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Romans 12:17, W.E.B. Repay no one evil for evil. Respect what is honorable in the sight of all men. Romans 12:19-20, W.E.B. Don't seek revenge yourselves, beloved, but give place to God's wrath. For it is written, Vengeance belongs to me, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink, for in doing so you will heap coals of fire on his head. End of verses. For further reflection, have you brought judgment on yourself by wrongly judging others? Have you not judged some things that you should have judged?